92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Today, a listener named Ryan is on the phone for a second date update, and in his email, he said that he's been frustrated with dating recently, so he started trying a unique way to meet women.
Okay.
He didn't explain what it was, so I can only assume that he's dressing up as a dog and going to dog parks.
Oh, yeah, women love puppies.
They least expect it.
Yeah.
You can smell whoever you want, you can hump anybody's leg, and then 6 months later, you stand up and reveal, hey, my name's Ryan, I'm not a dog at all.
Whoa.
Would you like to go on a date?
Silly.
And
yeah.
This whole time, I thought you were a horny talking dog.
Is that what you're doing, Ryan? Because that's what I was thinking.
Not quite.
Oh, yeah.
Almost. Right.
But now he's got a plan B for
yeah.
if this one doesn't work out.
We'll find out what your unique way is in just a second, but tell us the name of the girl you want to call today. What's her name?
Chrissy.
All right. Okay. And did you meet her in the unique way that you've been meeting people? Sounds creepy.
Yeah. Turns out I did.
All right. Okay. So what is that? What are you doing?
Okay. So.
And I'm sorry to say that with so much judgment in my voice, but this is
what
a second date
doing?
Update and people do weird things. So what are you doing?
Well, I'm self-employed. I have my own business
uh-huh.
and I work in an office downtown and my window is on the ground floor. So a lot of people walking by all day long.
Uh-huh.
And one day I had some buddies come by the office for lunch. And, you know, as a gag, we put up a sign in the window that says, ladies, if you see something you like, tap the glass.
It's like a sales window for a boyfriend.
Yeah, you know, I mean, did it as a laugh.
It actually worked?
To be honest, not really. You know, a few
okay.
old ladies would walk by, they tapped on the glass, I would wave and smile, you know, some of them would tap again, I'd give them a thumbs up.
Like, no, I'm serious, haven't been with a man in years.
Yeah, I think their average age was like maybe 80 yeah. or 85.
Good thing about me is can't get pregnant, menopause. Want to go out?
God, menopause for them was like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, unfortunately, no one I was really interested in.
Okay. So you did get some tappers, just not the ones you wanted. And so did the girl you go out with, Chrissy, did she tap?
So here's the story. Like after this fourth awkward encounter with an old lady, I obviously hadn't thought this through. And I was about to take the sign down. Then this cute girl tapped on the window. You know, I looked up expecting to see, you know, one of this rotating cast of women who...
Yeah.
She's like, have you been trying to sleep with my grandma?
Oh,
mad at you.
Me,
yeah, you pervert. I'm guessing that was Chrissy.
Yeah, much to my surprise, there was actually like a hot girl standing outside. And,
nice.
So what'd you do, like run out of your office?
Yeah, basically, you know, I was like, hold on. And I ran outside and I asked her what her name was and she was like, well, I'm Chrissy.
Oh my God, I cannot believe this actually worked.
But almost didn't. She was like, Chrissy, but my name doesn't matter because I'm just here to tell you that I've walked by for a few weeks now. I've seen the sign in your window and I just want to tell you, you're never going to meet a girl that way.
You're
okay,
like,
so,
well, isn't
ironic.
That ironic? Because
right.
that's what we're doing now, Chrissy.
I was like, well, that's not true. I met you, right?
Okay.
She laughed and it felt like we had a good vibe
mm-hmm.
and asked if she worked around there. She told me she did. And I was like, listen, obviously, you just came to tell me that you thought this was pretty lame, but what if we just had one drink together?
Okay. Good move. That's
nice.
Actually
yeah.
pretty smooth.
Yeah. And so, you know, she agreed. She had plans that night. So I texted her. We made plans. We met up for a drink.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when we met up, she was in this amazing, sexy red dress. Like, literally,
oh.
my jaw dropped. When I saw her again.
Well, and I will say that's a good sign for you. If a woman takes the effort to, like, pick out a dress to meet up for a drink, that means that she wants to impress you.
And, you know, in the back of my head, I was like, I cannot believe this stupid sign actually worked.
Yeah, congratulations. I mean, it sort of worked. You're not getting a call back now.
That's true.
Yeah, don't count your chickens, right?
Right. How was the whole date?
It was really good. You know, we had a lot in common. We talked about concerts that we were into. We both like photography and a lot of the same music.
Mm.
You know, I made her laugh a lot. You know, the whole thing was great.
How long did you guys hang out for?
I think we had 4, maybe 5 drinks. I can't honestly remember. We were there for a couple hours.
Good.
Okay.
And we were talking about things that we wanted to do together before the day was even over. You know, talking about like maybe taking a hike or...
Okay, so that, I mean, that's good that you're planning on another date while you're on that date. Did you guys kiss at the end or anything?
You know, at one point near the end of the date, I wrote in a cocktail napkin, if you like what you see, tap your lips on mine.
Oh, dude,
okay.
So
tap your lips.
Call back to the first original joke, how you met her.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a callback, but that didn't really go over. She was basically like, that was pretty lame. But she laughed. I mean, maybe it was like a pity laugh. And I was like, you know, I know, but we should definitely hang out again. And she said, okay. And we hugged. Uh-huh. And that was that. And I haven't heard from her since, unfortunately.
Okay, nothing. Huh. And you've tried texting her?
Yeah, I texted her a few times. You know, even gave her a call, which I know you're not supposed to do these days. But
what's your theory? Why do you think she's not calling you back?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, you know, maybe it was like that lame joke at the end, but that's really like the only thing I can really think of. And okay. I did take the sign down, but now I feel like, you know, I'm just like a sad little puppy in the window waiting for someone to come and pick me.
All right.
Dude, and if you haven't seen her walk by, she's taking like a different way to work just to avoid little sad puppy.
All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call her and get your second date update, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, man. Hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just tuning in, Ryan is on the phone, and he thinks he's not getting a call back from a girl named Chrissy, probably because he asked her to tap her lips onto his lips. It's a weird way to ask for a kiss.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense if you heard the first part, though.
It does.
He met her because, as a joke, he and his office buddies put a sign on their window. They work on the ground floor of a building that said, hey, tap the window if you're interested in anything inside. And she actually did tap the window, but mostly to tell him he'd never meet a woman that way. And then he actually got a date with her. They went out, had a good time. But during the date, he tried to bring that joke back and wrote on a cocktail napkin, if you like what you see, tap your lips on mine.
Oh, man.
And he thinks that lame joke is the reason he's not getting a call back. Ryan, are you ready to call her?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It just dawned on me. What if the whole thing was just a pity date? Like, she felt bad for you that you were so desperate that you put up a sign.
I mean, who's going to put in, like, that kind of time to just, like, give pity to a stranger?
Yeah, and she did dress up and everything, too, for your date.
Seems like most people would have, like, better things to do.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
And
okay.
Maybe she's evil. I mean, maybe, maybe she's like, screw it. I got better things to do, but I just want to mess with this guy.
Either that or she had a real dinner date after his date.
That's what she wore
the dress for.
You were appetizers.
Yeah.
I mean, like, maybe she was just in it for the free drinks, but I hope not, because I felt like we had a really strong connection with one another.
Who knows? All right. We'll call her and find out right now, okay?
All right.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Chrissy, please?
This is she.
Hey, what's up, Chrissy? How are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm good. I'm sorry. Who is this again?
Jubal from the radio show, Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Does that mean anything to you at all?
No, I think you've got the wrong number.
I don't think I have the wrong number, but I can understand your confusion. So I'm calling from a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. And the reason that I'm calling you is because we got an email about you.
About me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do a segment on our show and it's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you don't call them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and try to figure out what happened. And we got an email about you from a dude named Ryan.
Okay.
You remember Ryan?
Remember who Ryan is?
I do remember Ryan.
He's the guy with the sign in the window.
Yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Well, he emailed us because he said he really enjoyed going out with you, but now you're not answering any of his text messages or anything like that. So he's wondering if he did something wrong.
Well, I guess if I'm being honest, it just feels like Ryan hasn't dated a lot. So it was just a little awkward.
Oh.
Okay, so he doesn't know how to date. Anything specific?
Well, I will say this. Ryan, he's a very nice guy. We had a good first half of the date. It was totally fine just kind of getting to know you. And then
okay,
I went a little overboard. It was a little too much too soon. So I didn't feel comfortable answering his text and continuing that.
Too much too soon. He said he didn't even kiss you.
No, not like that. We were talking about music, and we had a lot of music similarities that we enjoyed. Mm-hmm. And there was this band I hadn't heard of, and he was like, oh my gosh, they're coming into town, I should get us tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, well, the tickets are like 7 months in advance.
Whoa.
So that was a little like, oh, ha, ha, like I thought he was being funny. Yeah. And he was very like, I can hop on my phone and get the tickets right now.
Oh, a little too eager.
So, a little too eager. I mean, we were just getting to know each other.
Chrissy, is that really a bad thing? I mean, yeah, sure, it may not work out. And 7 months from now, he may have to take a friend instead of you. But, like, isn't it nice to have someone finally just say, yeah, let's keep doing this?
I am in agreement with you. I do think that it's nice, but it wasn't like that one incident. Like, it just kept coming on, like, really strong. And
do you have any other examples of things that he did?
He told me that I reminded him a lot like his mom. We had similar personalities.
Don't ever do that.
No, but that could be good.
No.
Yeah, he wanted me to go back home with him on this trip to, like, see his mom and hang out with his mom and see how we get along together.
Okay.
And I was kind of playing it off as jokes, but they kept coming where it was like, yeah, I think you get along with my family really well, and these are these things that we do back home, and you could join in. And
yeah.
I mean, it was like,
that's a lot.
Planning family events, and it was like 45 minutes into our date.
All right.
Wow. So,
and can we just establish, too, that I don't think that there's a woman on the planet that wants to be like your mom.
Right.
Like, it just, ever.
I mean, I'm sure that he meant it in a sweet way, but it just came across a little Norman Batesy-ish.
Right. I mean, he's already planning a date 7 months from now, and then he also wants you to go meet his family and go to their all events and everything else, and it's only your first
date. Well, that's not the worst of it.
What?
As we are leaving, he stops us at the host stand, and he asks the host if he can put in a reservation at that same table at the same time a year from now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
For the anniversary.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, no.
That's awkward.
Super awkward.
I'd be ready to run.
I mean, luckily that was the end of the date, so I was just, I tried as hard as I could to just play it off of like, haha, this is funny, because, like, he's a very nice guy. He did make me laugh, but the second part of the date, it was just very clingy.
Oh, no.
Well, like, he was sending me a bunch of text messages afterwards. He called me, like, I was like, just back off, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, he sounds like one of those people that just becomes the relationship, too. Instead of being two people in a relationship, you're one person.
Right. It just kind of weirded me out. It was too much too soon. And like you said, if it were done right in the right time, in the right fashion, I would be all over it. But, you know, 45 minutes, an hour into knowing somebody.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I can see that.
I'm with you.
You know what else is moving a little too fast, maybe?
What?
Letting you know that he's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am. Unless he hung up. Ryan, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, Christy.
Hi, Ryan. I don't even know what to say. I'm sorry that you had to hear that. I really do think that you are a nice guy.
No, I'm sorry. I'm, like, sorry if I came on too strong or if, like, that was too fast. It was, like, definitely not my intention. But, you know, I was just, like, felt like we really hit it off in the moment. And, like, when you see something great in front of you, you just, like, really want to take advantage. And, like, you know, I just wanted to have a great time.
And I get that, and I respect that. It just was a little much of having that great time go for, like, the next 50 years together.
Yeah.
Well, right.
To be planning your year anniversary at the same restaurant. I mean, I'm assuming that's what you were doing, Ryan.
That was, like, kind of a joke, but I mean, like,
kind of.
I mean, I think it was just because that was, like, the nail on the coffin, I guess you could say, because, Ryan, again, we did have a great time. You are fun, funny guy, and we do have a lot of things in common, but it was like one thing after another.
Ryan's like, speaking of coffins, I already picked out our graves next to each other.
But Ryan, I mean, do you always move this fast? Like, you're at lightning speed, dude.
To be honest, I was going to buy tickets to that concert anyway. Like, you know, I didn't necessarily have to go with you.
Hey, Ryan, it's okay to just admit that you were really into her, because now it sounds like you're just playing everything off like, it was more of a joke, the reservations. I was going to go to that concert anyway. I mean, I figured I got an extra seat on the plane to see my mom, so I was like, why not?
No, I mean, I'll be honest. Like, I really was into you. I really did like you. I just, like, you know, I've got a great relationship with my mom. I mean, doesn't Freud say that, like, every guy is looking for a woman like his mom? Like, you know, I thought it was a compliment.
Oedipus complex.
I mean, maybe that's true, but that's definitely not what most women want to hear on a first date, especially, you know, wearing the dress that I was wearing. I didn't want to be compared to your mom.
Yeah.
But, like, look, you really did look like a younger version of my mom. I just, like, I couldn't stop myself.
So
yeah, stop talking about that, Ryan. Yeah.
I mean, Ryan, you've got to see, like, if you're already planning your first anniversary within the first hour of hanging out with somebody, by the third date, you guys are naming your children. Like, you've got to slow it down. Can you do that?
You know, I didn't think it was really that serious. I mean, you know, we can, like, cancel that reservation and, like, do something else for our anniversary if you want.
Okay, yeah, stop talking about the anniversary. Chrissy, would you like to go on a second date with Ryan? We'll pay for it, and then you can meet up with him and see if he can slow things down a bit.
Yeah.
Chrissy, like, before you answer, like, again, I'm really sorry. Like, you know, if you give me a second chance, we'll go out. I'll play it much cooler. And I really think that we could have a good time if you're willing to give me a do-over.
Pretty good pitch, Chrissy.
Yeah.
I will say this, Ryan, that I think you're very handsome. You're very sweet. We did have a good first part of the date.
See?
If you can keep things in the now or, like, maybe in a week from now, I would enjoy going on a second date with you.
Yeah! Okay.
Ryan, can you do that?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
All right.
Sure.
You don't sound very sure, but congratulations. Ryan, you actually got a second date. We haven't had one in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Yeah. Yes.
Welcome. Make sure to invite us to the wedding, okay?
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. Stop. Don't ruin this for me.
Wait on that engagement ring that you already bought. Wait to give it to her, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.